Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Starting 89 years ago, in legislation establishing the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the U.S. government has been authorized to manipulate the price of gold. Not only has U.S. government authorized the manipulation of gold's price, all of the declassified documents right up to 10 years ago confirm that federal officials have constantly done so. For an asset that the government tries to pretend isn't money, trillions of dollars have been devoted to suppressing gold's price. These actions are not handled directly by the U.S. government buying and selling gold. Instead, it works through the primary trading partners of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, Allied Central Banks, the International Monetary Fund, and the Bank for International Settlements. The Bank for International Settlements, for example, explicitly states in its list of its banking services that it provides gold to central banks to use in managing markets. As of Monday morning this week, gold and silver prices have been knocked down again for the second trading day. The timing is not a coincidence. China, the world's largest gold and silver consuming nation, has recently experienced such strong demand for gold, the prices in that nation soared to more than $120 above the world spot price. However, China is now in the middle of an 8-day holiday called Golden Week. This holiday started last Friday and runs through Friday this week. With strong demand to purchase physical gold on the sidelines this week, it's the perfect opportunity for the U.S. government to suppress gold and silver prices. Right on schedule, this is happening. If you ever considered owning some bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins or ingots as a form of wealth insurance, this week is a prime money-saving buying opportunity. Expect that next week, when the Chinese government and public again resume major purchases of the two metals, prices are almost certain to recover. By the way, if gold were such a worthless relic, as American government officials now pretend, then why has researcher John Brimelow just announced that worldwide central banks now hold an all-time record amount of gold reserves? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.